So it certainly hasn't been a slow news week at the Capitol, right? What the heck is going on there?
Well, it's sort of like a three-ring circus, or perhaps a three-car pileup. State Senator Chap Peterson is a Democrat from Fairfax County, and he had perhaps the best line of the week, that we've gone from Shakespeare to Faulkner to Hawthorne.
Okay, so we all know it's been crazy with the scandals, but let's talk about the lawmaking. That's still happening, right?
Yes, it is. There has been no shortage of lawmaking. It's really been full steam ahead for these lawmakers, who seem kind of eager to talk about something, anything, other than the craziness. Now, since they've gaveled into session last month, they've killed about 1,000 bills, but there are still 1,000 bills that are moving forward.
1,000 bills? Well, they have been busy. What are some of the most important ones?
Well, at the top of everybody's agenda is the budget. The House and Senate both have different versions, and of course the governor has his own budget proposal. So these three models are battling for dominance right now.
Well, I imagine the governor might have a hard time advocating for his budget.
Yes, well, his finance secretary has been making his case on his behalf. They want to use the windfall profits created by the Trump tax cuts to help low-income Virginians. Now, their plan would provide tax relief for the poorest Virginians, including tax refund checks for 400,000 filers. The average check would be for about $500, and these checks would go to people who are really at the bottom end of the economic spectrum.
Refund checks directly to individuals?
Yes, checks in the mail. And the governor's not the only one that wants to cut refund checks. The Senate budget plan also has refund checks to people who have income tax liability. That's not people at the low end of the economic spectrum necessarily, mainly wealthy people, but also a fair number of middle class people. Now, these checks would be for about $110. And now here's the kicker to these checks, the ones the Senate budget plan has. They will go directly to voters right before the election.
Say it isn't so. You mean election year politics are involved in this?
Yeah. Well, Republicans are eager to hit the campaign trail talking about how they want they're the party of tax cuts. And the House plan also has tax cuts, about $900 million worth. Now, that plan does not have the refund checks going out to people, but it certainly gives Republicans a talking point for the campaign trail.
I see. Is there anything else you've been following?
Yes, wage theft. Many lawmakers on both sides of the aisle were hopeful the General Assembly would crack down on low-wage workers not receiving the money they're owed from unscrupulous employers. There's been mixed success here. Two of the efforts are still moving forward. One would require employers to provide pay stubs to employees.
Wait, you mean employers are not already required to provide pay stubs?
Well, sort of. They are, but only if the employee requests them in writing. The proposal now moving forward would require all employers to provide pay stubs to employees without that written request. Now, lawmakers are also moving forward with removing old Jim Crow language from the code that creates exemptions to the minimum wage for newsboys and shoeshine boys, essentially jobs that were associated with African Americans in the bad old days.
I bet the discussion of Jim Crow language is taking a new sense of relevance now.
Yeah, well, we'll find that out when the lawmakers start taking it up in the committee hearings again.
And we hope that you will be there to help us navigate our way through it.
Will do.